This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. What if you could get cash out of the bank with your handprint? It's happening in Brazil. Alex Schmidt has this story about the explosion of biometrics and what it could mean for the future.
There are about a dozen ATMs in a glass-walled room on the sprawling Sao Paulo corporate campus of Bradesco, one of Brazil's largest banks. In 2006, Bradesco became the first bank in Brazil to start using biometric ID at its ATMs, hand vein readers. Nelson Lemos, a manager in the bank's IT department, demonstrates.
We have a new system here, okay, with contactless.
Okay.
It's not necessary to put in the card.
You touch your card to the console, place your hand on the scanner, and...
That's good.
That's all.
Yes.
It's so fast.
There's also the option of getting cash without a card. You just use your hand and enter a couple of codes. The system is incredibly convenient. It's also extra secure, says Lemos.
Since the biometric systems, the fraud declined, older ATMs don't show the same improvement since they don't have that systems. So it did help Bradesco to avoid fraud.
Banks in Brazil added biometric ID to deal with challenges the U.S. doesn't face. For example, government IDs in Brazil can be easily forged, so lots of people have opened fraudulent bank accounts. And there's a problem of illiteracy. When folks go to collect their monthly welfare payments, banks see huge lines of people waiting to get reminded of their PIN. Jonathan Moyer is a director at the Center of International Futures at the University of Denver. He says it makes sense to see large-scale biometric systems in rapidly developing countries like Brazil and India, which has a huge government-sponsored biometric ID program.
It's these countries that are in this kind of development sweet spot, where you have the demand for this, and you have the overall resources to be able to put something like this in place. You have to have this interesting confluence of development, yet underdeveloped problems.
Implementing a large-scale biometric system is expensive, as much as $50 million for Brazilian banks to retrofit their ATMs, and that doesn't include the cost of getting people into the database. The project made sense for the banks because it saved them money, possibly as much as one real, or 50 cents per person. Because banks have led the way, the technology is spreading, says Fabricio Vargas. He's head of business development at Biomatica, a Brazilian firm specializing in biometrics.
For example, if you go to your market and you forget your wallet, it might be you'll be able to buy with your mobile and your fingerprint, for example. There are some great retail chains here in Brazil starting to try here and there.
Hey, I want to go to a store and use my finger and phone to buy stuff. But we don't have a large-scale rollout of biometrics in the U.S. yet. So where could we see the technology really start to touch consumers? Here's a clue. Earlier this year, Apple took out a patent on fingerprint sensors. I'm Alex Schmidt for Marketplace.